strong and very accurate differences between the different layers of thought must be maintained, must be followed, must be understood. Otherwise, we are in danger. Any moment, anyone may say, oh, I have finished all these things, this is all nothing. What Chanbak says, that is well and good. In this reaction. Sincere, Sevanmukh, generally we must try to understand the nature of three planes. The land of exploitation, plane of exploitation, renunciation and service, dedication. We have to clearly understand the nature of these three planes, plane of exploitation, plane of renunciation and the plane of dedication. Then we have to calculate. And if we understand the valuation, proper valuation of these planes in general, then in fine points also we can try to calculate how much renunciation, how much exploitation, how much dedication is mixed in this, then valuation. We must be well versed in the intrinsic knowledge of these three planes first, and then the gradation and how the development by degree is possible. In a mathematical way, then we cannot be removed from our present fixed position. Otherwise we are uncertain. Anyone may convince, try to convince, and I would be a prey to his whimsical representation. Today I am a Pentonite, the other day I am a Shankarite, the other day I am Buddhist, another day I am Islam, another day I am atheist. No stability. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Someone is, what was that gentleman for whom we sent some money to come back from Kashmir? What was his name? 400 rupees was sent to him?
Yes.
To come back?
Yes, one of Tirtha's disciples.
Tirtha's disciple?
Or no, actually he was Prabhupada's disciple, but he came with Tirtha,
Maharaj. He went to find out the place where Jesus was buried, or Jesus priest or something. That tendency entered into his brain, living Harinam. And now next prayer, how he may be relieved of this worldly troubles and engagement, how he can be taken in on the higher position in the devotional school. But as master of his own, he has no engagement from Krishna, he is master of his own. And he is wandering here and there as, according to his own whim. Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das, you have got no independence. The connection between you and the center, it is not negligible. It is a high power connection. If you come in a normal position, you will feel that the strongest attraction from you to the center, and you can't ignore if you come in the normal position. Normal position. If the outside dresses are removed, you will find There is the greatest attraction from the center within you, and you can't go astray, aside. Your duty, you are always, your bounden duty to be set from there, and you have to discharge that. It cannot but be in your normal position. You will find the greatest attraction force from you and the center. Whatever would be required, it would be demanded from you from that quarter, you cannot but do that. That should be the normal position. That you are independent, you can do this, have no value of time, no engagement, wandering everywhere. Vir Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das, when we are completely free, completely we are independent of the apathetic forces, then we shall only realize that I am bound down, duty bound towards the center. I cannot go hither and thither at my own sweet pleasure and the slave to the central connection with every part. Normally it must cannot be such, must be such. But we think we are free, we are doing here and there. That means neglected by the center. Away from the center. And as much as the dots will be cleared, we shall have to feel the call of the center within me, and I will be busily engaged. No time to waste. Busily engaged. I shall have to fight. It is not unreasonable. The center's demand is the absolute in me. And I shall have to feel that I have got full engagement there from the head office. No time to waste my time wandering this one, that one, and this. Sotavyadini rajantra ninang santi sahasrasa. In Bhagavatam Sukadev, in the beginning he says, thousands of things to hear, to attend, to do, for whom? For those unfortunate, neglected souls. They have got their thousands of engagements in different ways. But to the normal, only one. Directed to or connected with the center. They will find that one engagement, whole self captured by him. That duty has captured me wholly, not to get outside. Really it is so. But scattered we are, our Lord is such. No duty, thousands of duties. Thousands of witches are attracting our attention, and we are running after this, that. That is the worst condition in us. Avaishyatam atmatattam, who does not know his own self, he has got thousands of engagements, hundreds of engagements. Avaishyatam atmatattam, who cannot see his own self. And thereby, the lair in which his soul is living. And thereby, the center of the plane where he is living are ignored. Sarupa Vibhram, all from our own self-interest. So we must understand this exploitation of different types and renunciation and dedication of twofold, one calculative and another spontaneous. Then we have to calculate in details what is what. A new proposal will come, I am to put in the map. What is the similarity? It must be posted there. This is in Karmakanda or Vikarma or Jnanakanda or Yogakanda or Vidhi Bhakti or Raga Bhakti. We have to sort just as in the post office, the sorting department. This will go in the foreign land. That is one compartment. These parcels will go to foreign land, I must put them in. Oh, this is in the local somewhere. Then in this district, that district, that district. Compartmental positions I will put that according to the address. So also we shall have to know whatever new things will be given to, extended to me, oh, this is the, that thing. It must go into that category, in the Vikarma, or in the Karma, or in the Yoga, or in Vaikuntha, or in this. According, we must examine it, the opinion, the plan, the design that will be given us to examine, and put him in a particular position. We must have a world map. The whole thought. The exhaustive thinking world, a map of that we must possess. And we'll understand what is what. So many diverse things, the ruble, demanding the yen, the sterling, the dollar, how to adjust, come to adjust, everything is independent, then some gold, common standard must be there. And with that we have to measure. What is the measurement of dollar, what is of rupee, what is of sterling, is these things a common criterion we have to secure. And this exploitation, renunciation and dedication, if we understand them properly, that will help us a great deal there. We have to understand properly what is the value, what is the worth of the that exploitation, renunciation and dedication. These three fundamental things, trinity, and the thinking, feeling, willing. Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Satchit Andam. These fundamental principles of life and the environment, the basis, we must have to understand. Properly, rightly. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. I am Krishna, I am Muhammad, I am Jishu, I am everything. Now I am one thing, next moment I am another thing. This is anarchy in the religious world. The greatest enemy may not have such misfortune. We shall pray to the Lord. The none may have such misfortune, lost in the calculation world, besides himself, derangement. Gaur Hari Gaur. That is horrible. Horrible to think that madness may not attack us in any position. Lord, save me. O Lord, save us. Anything we have. Anything and everything we have. We are not safe. Teeny souls, give us shelter under your cool, within the shadow of your cool holy feet. We are not safe. Allow us, give us admission within your fold and sustain us. Sustain us. We are so teeny. We are so meager, so teeny, so helpless. So, yajato patita hai tabda. I must fallen of the fallen. So I am qualified for your mercy. Accept me, thou ocean of base you are. I am uncertain in my present position. Dhammacharya says, Lord, I think I am quite normal in this time. I sign a bond that I am your servant, take care of me. This bond should apply in future for me. I may be otherwise in future. Now I am in full consciousness. I am giving this bond to you. Please protect me. Next moment I may be otherwise. I can't say. So if in future I want something else, you won't allow. I am in my fullest perfect knowledge at present. That you are my all, you give me admission. The next moment I may do something else, but that won't be granted. I am giving sign. This is Yamunacharya, Guru of Ramanuja. He says like that, so much uncertain our position. Next moment I may seek something else, but don't allow my Lord, you are my guardian, and it is final. You take my charge. So alert. So suspicious of his own self. Jivatma is so subtle and so meager. And so helpless. He is showing. With this attitude we shall go to take refuge, to take shelter under the holy and safe shade of the Lord, holy feet. We won't believe us. We shouldn't. That is our position. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidhai Gaur Hari Gaur Nidhai. You are my guardian. I realize this moment that fully, and I don't like that it may be otherwise. It is horrible. The Yamunacharya, I can't remember the slope in Sanskrit. It is there. Mukunda Mala Toptama Samaya. Have you come across this slope? You, Bhargava Prabhu?
Yes.
Mukunda Mala. Do you remember about this slope there?
The Sanskrit, I don't know, but I remember.
By Yamunacharya. The very good advices are there in Kulasekhar Acharya, Kula Maharaj Kulasekhar, who was perhaps in the first century AD of Christ, king of Keral, Trivandrum, Kulashekhar, Alwar. He also, his prayer to Narayan is also very fervent and very encouraging and educating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari, Gaudhari.
Jamunacharya was charmed by his kingdom so much.
Huh?
Jamunacharya.
Jamunacharya?
When he was a king,
a person time condition. he got that. He was a student. You know his story, no?
Yeah, little. You can tell?
He was a student in a school. And the king, the then king, had a court pandit. He was very much proud. He issued a circular to all the local pandits to this effect. You accept me as the paramount scholar, best of all. Otherwise you come to me and discuss. You will have to discuss with me. I want to defeat you all. A circular came to the teacher, head teacher of the school where Jamunacharya, the boy, was reading. He was well talented. He asked, his guru was going to give his signature. That I admit that you are superior scholar. The Jamunacharya approached, what is this? Guru explained, teacher, the court pandit has issued this circular. If anyone thinks to give his signature, that he is the greatest scholar. If not, then he must go and discuss with him and defeat him. So Jamunacharya told, no, you must not give signature. The boy, why not? What is the good by quarreling with the court pandit? He will stop our the help, monetary help from the state help. State health he will stop and we will have to suffer. So I am giving this. No, no. As your representative, I shall go. And he was so determined, the guru had to accept that. Yes, if you like, you may go. Then all other teachers, they gave their signature. And this Jamunacharya went to discuss with him, the boy. There was a great commotion in the state that one boy is coming to discuss with the court pandit, the state scholar. There was a great uproar. And when the boy is going, the king and the queen, they are also seeing from there, within the room, through the window, that this was the boy. The queen was very much charmed with the appearance of the boy. I say, the boy will conquer to this fight. The king says, it is not certain. No, no. Then there was a debate between them. If the boy wins the pill, what do? I take this bait, ask me, what is this? That my daughter will be married with him and the half of the kingdom will be given to him. But the king hesitated, and anyhow that was accepted. And when in the assembly, the boy and the old Pandit were together, and the Pandit, the court Pandit, he felt much excitement. There are so many Pandits in the country, scholars, but this boy has come to debate with me. You boy, whatever question you will put, I shall cut it asunder. Say what you say. The boy put 3 points. I put these 3 questions to you and you must cut it asunder. First thing I say, that your mother is not barren. You will have to prove that your mother is barren. Do you follow? Barren?
Yes,
yeah. Without children.
Woman does not produce any child.
Yes.
She is known as barren, is it not?
Yes.
I say your mother is not barren. This is my question. You say that you will crush it, smash it. The next I say that the king is free of sin, no, not sinful. King is not sinful. You will have to prove that king is a sinner. And the third and the greatest, I say that queen is chaste, and you have to prove that queen is not chaste. A dreadful thing. That court pandit, he could not answer, and he began to sweat, puzzled, and the whole public, they are also waiting with suspense. What's the matter that may come in future? These 3 questions. Then anyhow, the court pandit, he told, can you answer these questions? This is all fallacious, nonsense. This is not proper questions at all. Can you? Yes, yes, I can. Then the whole audience began very acute. He will answer, this boy. Then he quoted scripture that mother can be called barren if his son is very worthless. Quoted from the son is cipher, worthless cipher, then mother may be called a barren. He quoted from some Christian. And then the silence, the big silence was it. The next, the king is a sinner. Then it would, the king is always accepting the evil accord. The money which is given to
taxes.
The king?
Taxes.
Taxes of the people. Always drawing taxes. And with that taxes, the sin from the Praja of the people is coming to the king. And the king performs so many religious works to get out of the sin. But they're always current. The taxes from the so many people are coming to the king, and their sin is always coming to the king with that money. So, in this all quotation from the scripture, so king is sinful, and to remove the sin he will have to take to so many sacrifices and other holy duties. It is in the scripture, he quoted, gave quotation. Then thunder struck. Then the last and the greatest, that queen is unchaste lady. Horrible thing to prove. That also he came. That with the king, it is mentioned in the scripture, 8 gods are always living with the king, Indra and Chandra, etc. The king is the combination of all these gods. They always stay with him. So, when king enjoys the queen, those gods are also there. He gave quotation. And none can oppose. So you won the day. Then the queen, king was satisfied, and as they had their debate within them, came with the princess as well as with the half portion of the kingdom. As given, and the Yamunaj Arjo was king for some time, and neglected the culture of the Shastra and the Vaishnava school, all these things. And he was enjoying. So, one Acharya of the Ramanuja school, he was very much mortified and wanted to visit the king. But it was not very easy to have his darshan, his interview. So, that Yamunacharya was fond of some vegetable, too much fond. So he used to collect that sort of vegetable every day to his cooker. Then one day Yamunacharya asked his cook, "Where do you get this sort of vegetable? This is very, I am very much fond of this vegetable. But it is difficult to collect this vegetable all the season. But you give it supply, where do you get?" One old Brahmin, Vaishnav, he takes this thing for you every day. Is it? Yes. Ask him what is his object, purpose. Then when he was asked, he told that I want his interview. Yes, yes. The interview was arranged, and the Brahmin met him and they began to cry. "Why you Brahmin, you are crying? What wrong I have done to you? I don't know. You have done a great wrong to our society. You are such a young, great Pandit, a giant intellect, and you have left us. You are engaged in your pleasing life, pleasure life. You got a princess, you got the half kingdom. You are madly enjoying them. And what about our sampradaya? This sampradaya? The other party, Shankar party, they are trying their best to humiliate our sampradaya. And you, being a genius of our sampradaya, you are sleeping over the interest." That disturbed him. "Yes, Brahmin, you have given me great light. Now I shall try." So therefrom he began to read the Shastra and the right books, all these things, service of the Ramanuja Vaishnava Sampradaya. He engaged himself. And in the last days, when Ramanuja was a rising boy, scholar. He could not meet him anyhow. But he had three found three necessity things for the Sampradaya. One, the commentary of Vedanta. Another, the worshipping notes by how the deities should be worshipped. And another, the interpretation of all the Upanishads. Then, in last days, he removed himself to Srirangam, and there he sent for Ramanuja. I want to meet him and to request him something for the benefit of our Sampradaya. But before Ramanuj could come to meet him, he breathed his last. Ramanuj came and found that he is already gone. But he sent for him for particular purposes, he already told. Three objects. Ramanuja detected his body and found 1, 2, 3, these fingers closed. And then he told Ramanuja, who thought the meaning. There is a custom in that country to count one thing, this 1, 2, 3, in this way, closing the finger. He detected the three things, three fingers closed, so he could read that three things he had to say to me. So he also, living in the common platform, to do some service to the society, Vaishnava society. So Ramanuja could feel what three things he was to convey to Ramanuja. He told, I shall prepare commentary to the Upanishads, one finger become straight. I shall also prepare a bhashya to Vedanta, the next finger. I shall prepare a ritual worshipping book for the service of the deities, the third finger also stood erect. Then people were very much surprised, and they began to cry joy of Ramanuja, and accepted him as the leader, though a boy, Ramanuja. This is Yamunacharya, and he wrote some Sanskrit verses, which is considered to be the in the line of very pure devotion. Pure devotion. This is Yamunacharya, Kulasekhar Ramanuja, and Sathagopa, that is in Tamil only. Desikacharya, so many chalas in the Kuret, Alwar, all the stalwarts of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion, we can trust from them. Free from contamination of Mayavad, Soham. We are one. We are of the same status with the Absolute. That wrong conception of Shankar. The difference is great. And he is master, we are man. Man and the master. That condition, that is more acceptable and palatable thing for us. We are uncertain. Our position without His help is uncertain. And when we are in the fold of his devotional area, then we can thrive most. The main thing is there. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, my Gaur Hari Bol. Is I go.
Maharaj?
Yes?
How is it that the Vedas declare Krishna as a Nitya Brahmachari?
What?
The Shrutis declare Krishna as Nitya Brahmachari.
As?
Nitya Brahmachari.
Nitya.
Brahmachari.
Yes.
Where do you get this? The Krishna is Brahmachari, from that Gopal Tapani.
Yes. Yes.
The story?
In the Upanishad.
Do you know that the story? The gopis are observing some vrata, bhav, and fasting. And after feeding a Brahmin, then they will break their fast. See, they went to the other side. Want to go to Durvasa Ashram, and the Jamuna River is between. And the Jamuna was in full-fledged tribulation. What is the first and the next? Vrindavasa Bhuvashi. Then, perhaps they came to Krishna. How we can cross this Jamuna? We have got such bhav. We want to go there. Then Krishna told them, advised them, you go to Jamuna and say that Krishna is Brahmachari. And Jamuna, he will be able to cross Jamuna. And they went to Jamuna and their folded palms, Krishna Brahmachari, gives us way to cross on. And they crossed on and they did not dive there. Then after feeding the Durvasa and his disciples there in a good way. Then they asked Durvasa, how we can cross this turbulent Yamuna? How did you come? We came with this word, that Krishna Brahmachari, he told. We told like that and we came. Then you go and say to Yamuna, Durvasa Upavasi. Durvasa is observing fast. What is this that we are feeding you so many things and